June 26, 1927. How all the things of God have equal weight. How everything that God did in creation is beaded with His love, and this is felt by one who lives in the divine will. I was doing the usual round in the divine fiat, and while going around throughout the whole creation, I thought to myself, how much light and heat must my Creator have, if He released so much of them in creating the sun? Oh! How He must feel Himself burn with His own heat as He contains so much of it. But while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and told me, my daughter, in our things there is perfect and equal measure of everything. So, as much as is the love, the heat, the light, so much is the freshness, the beauty, the power, the sweetness, etc. One is the weight of everything, and therefore heat is nourished by freshness, and freshness by heat. Light is nourished by beauty, and beauty nourishes light, in such a way that one tempers the other. Strength nourishes sweetness, and sweetness strength, and so with all the rest of our divine things, in such a way that each of them makes us happy. By themselves, our qualities would oppress us, but, together, being in perfect equality, they serve us as happiness, as joys and as contentments, and they all compete to make us happy. Heat brings us the happiness of love, and freshness brings us the joys of what is beautiful, of what is fresh. Light brings us the joy of light, and beauty, tempering the vividness of light, brings us the happiness of what is beautiful, good, holy, immense. It braids all of our qualities and renders them all beautiful, lovable and admirable for us. Strength brings us the happiness of the strong, and sweetness, invading it completely, brings us the joys mixed with sweetness and strength. And everything that can be seen in creation is nothing other than outpourings of the abundance of light, of heat, of freshness, beauty and strength which we possess within ourselves. And these outpourings were released by us in order to nourish and delight the creatures with our own outpourings, in such a way as to render them happy. And by dint of nourishing themselves with our qualities, creatures would become similar to us, and would be bearers of happiness and of joys to their Creator. How beautiful it was to see them luminous like sun. Beautiful, more than flowery field in starry sky. Strong like mighty wind. Beaded with divine freshness in such a way as to remain always new and fresh, without changing. Our will would bring them all our outpourings united together, which are such that one delights the other. But because man withdrew from the supreme fiat, he receives our outpourings as separate from one another, and this is why the heat burns him, the light eclipses him, the cold makes him numb, the wind harms him, and many times it knocks him down and hurls him away. Not seeing in man the facsimile of their Creator, nor the bond of union with the divine fiat, our qualities act as separate over him, and he does not receive the happiness which they contain as united. Therefore, with my will, the creature would have been the happiest being, while, without it, she is the unhappiest. Then I continued my flight in the divine volition, and hovering over each thought and act of creature, over each plant and flower, and over everything, I impressed my I love you and I asked for the kingdom of the divine fiat. But while doing this, I thought to myself, what a long story in my poor mind, nor does it seem that I can get out of it, I must keep tracing all times, all places, all human acts, and even plants, flowers and everything, to impress an I love you, and I adore you, and I bless you, a thank you, and to ask him for his kingdom. But while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus, moving again in my interior, told me, my daughter, do you think you are the one who does this? No, no, it is my will that keeps tracing all of its acts which it issued in creation, beading each of its acts, thoughts, words, steps, with its I love you. And this I love you runs through each act and thought toward each creature. One who is in my will feels this love of God spread everywhere. His love is hidden even in the plants, in the flowers, and even under the earth, in the roots. And unable to contain it, he rips the earth open and beats plants and flowers with his I love you, to manifest his ardent love toward the creature. And when my will reigns in the soul, it wants to continue its I love you of creation, and therefore it calls you to follow its eternal love. And calling each thought in it, as well as all created elements, it says and makes you say I love you, and with its very will it makes you ask for its kingdom, so as to bind it once again in the midst of creatures. What enchantment, my daughter, to see your I love you united to that of my will, flowing in each thought and act of creature and asking for my kingdom. To see this I love you flowing in the might of the wind, extending in the rays of the sun, murmuring in the murmuring of the sea and in the roaring of the waves, impressing itself on each plant, and rising with the most beautiful adoration in the fragrances of the flowers, and, more than trembling voice, saying I love you in the sweet twinkling and sparkling of the stars, in some, everywhere. One who does not live in my divine will does not hear this language of my eternal love in all of its acts and in each created thing. But one who lives in it feels herself being called to love so many times for as many times as her Creator has loved her. All things speak with holy eloquence about my love. How ungrateful she would be if she did not follow the speaking love of my eternal fiat.